I read an article last week, and a man was writing an article. It was about, he said, my town is not much like heaven. Well, I've never had a creative idea in my life, but I can take somebody else's creative idea and I can expound upon it. So I thought this would be a good expounding lesson that I could give. Heaven is not much like our town. San Angelo, Texas is to me the most beautiful place in the world. And I've said that over and over again, and I believe it. I think it's a very desirable city, and I think it's in a very desirable section of the country because it seems that everybody in the United States is now heading to Texas to live. San Angelo is a good place to bring up children. The weather is usually good. Sometimes it's too hot, sometimes it's too cold, but overall, the weather is good in San Angelo, Texas. We've got a great diversity of people here in our city. We've got the young that are attracted to a very major university here, Angelo State. We've got a military base out here at Goodfellow that teaches the number one intelligence and the firefighting courses in the entire world. And we've literally got soldiers, the very brightest of the military, is coming to Goodfellow to take these courses at Goodfellow. And then it seems that everybody that's ever been here with the military wants to retire here. So we've got a lot of retirees. People are friendly. People will talk to you. People will open the door for you here in San Angelo. The streets are relatively safe. There's spots here in San Angelo where you don't want to go. And there's places that you want to behave when you get there. But all in all, the streets are safe in San Angelo. I think we've got a very, very good police force in our city. The economy is steady, it's not strong, but we don't have the ups and downs that so many cities have, so it's a good, steady economy. San Angelo, to me, is an oasis in the desert, and I am very, very proud of it. 7 years ago, right after I was elected mayor, the San Angelo Realtors Association asked me to write and to deliver a speech. They were having the Texas Convention here in San Angelo, realtors, and they said, if you would just kind of write a speech about San Angelo, who we are, where we came from, some of our history, what we have done, what we have become. I think the theme of it was back in the saddle. So I wrote, and I did a lot of work on this speech. I researched it, I studied, I wrote, and I was very proud of my speech when I got it written out. And I went to this convention. There was probably 100, maybe 150 people there. I don't remember. There was a full house. Very informal gathering. But I gave my speech about San Angelo, Texas. Where we came from, our history, where we started at, and where we ended up at. And it was very, very well accepted. I received a lot of good, healthy comments about the speech that I gave about my city. And before I got away from there, I had two or three people come up to me in the audience, and I had two or three more opportunities to go to give a speech again to different communities and to different clubs here in San Angelo. And over the next 3 or 4 years, I imagine I gave this speech here and in other cities probably 25, 30 times. It was very well received. All times when I was out promoting our city, and that was my job at that time, many times I would speak to a community and I would always brag on San Angelo. And I would usually go back and quote from the last verse of the first chapter of Genesis, where it said, after God created everything that he created on the end of the sixth day, that he looked out over the entire realm of creation and he said, this is very good. And I would always follow that with the statement. I think his eyes rolled over that area where the three rivers merged right here in the Concho Valley when he said, this is very good. But I was always very proud of San Angelo, and I always bragged on it when I spoke, and it was always very well accepted. I loved the city of my birth, and I enjoyed sharing the story of a city that was very humble in its birth. And this happened in the 1860s. About 1867 is when we're actually credited with our birth. But San Angelo was an extremely violent town when we were first created. On the north side of the river, we had a group of whites and a group of Hispanics. And on the south side of the river, this was just a few years after the Civil War, we had Fort Concho, and it was full of black buffalo soldiers. So we had, just a few years after the Civil War, we had blacks, we had whites, and we had browns. There was one common denominator of all the people in old Santa Angela. There wasn't a bit of morality in any one of any of the people of any of the three groups. It was the most immoral group of people that have ever been gathered together. And I'll share with you a quote a little later about that. It was a true Wild West town. You don't have to go to Tucson to find out where the Wild West started. It started right here in San Angelo, Texas. But we were able to evolve into a city today that is prosperous. The streets are well laid out. They're wider than in most places. It's become a very modern and a very prosperous city. And I'm as proud of the city now as I was the day I was born and realized where I lived. But there's one thing about San Angelo, even as great as what it is, that I still got to admit. The mortality rate in San Angelo, Texas is still 100%. And I think that we all could agree, whether we like the place or not, it's not much like heaven. So I took the words and kind of the ideas that this old boy had written down, and I'm trying to expound on them, and in my own rambling way of speaking, my prose, I'd like to talk to you for just a little bit today about a subject, very honestly. Heaven ain't much like San Angelo, or San Angelo is not much like heaven. Let's go to Heaven the Father and word prayer. Heaven is not much like San Angelo. That's the point that I would like to prove today and to speak on for just a few short minutes. Our town has several cemeteries, but there are no cemeteries in heaven. In heaven there will be those hillsides that are dotted with the markers and the gravestones of our loved ones that have crossed over the Jordan. I can think just offhand of 5 or 6 cemeteries that are still in use and people are being buried in every day here in San Angelo. But there's been many, many, many more cemeteries that have been in this area since our birth in 1867. There's been a lot of family plots. There's been community plots. They're all over our city. I remember several years ago that city crews were digging at the current Central Freshman campus. That's over on Oak Street, 1st, 2nd, along in there. This is an old, old piece of property. In fact, it's the Central Freshman campus now, but there was a time when I think this was where San Angelo High School was, maybe from where my mother graduated back in the 40s, and then right across the street was the 2-year San Angelo College. But they were digging out on the football practice field at the 9th grade campus here in San Angelo. The city crews with their machines, and they dug up some human bones. They dug up a woman and her baby. Well, they completely shut the operation down, and they began to research where this came from and what it was. And they realized that there was a time way, way back, maybe in the late 1800s or early 1900s, when this was a graveyard. It was more or less of a potter's field that they used to bury people in. Now, when they began to develop this land, they went in and dug these bodies up and they interned them in other cemeteries here in town. But obviously, they missed 2 bodies. And I would just almost guarantee that if they went over there and started digging again, they would find other bodies, because it is an old, old cemetery. There's similar burial places all over our city. I understand that on the South Concho River out on the east end, back when the soldiers were here, there was all sorts of places over there, and that there are babies that are buried all along the South Concho River. I've heard that from many experts and many people over the years. It's just the way things were. There's burial spots all over our city. Now today our cemeteries are quiet, they're peaceful. It's nice to go sit and rest in them and to think and to walk around, but they're all full of our dead friends and our loved ones. And I guess that's one of the things I realize now that I'm getting a little long in the tooth. When I go to cemeteries and I go to funerals, I always try and get there a little early, and I like to just walk around and look at the headstone. The truth is that I know more people in Longhaven than I know standing up and walking in the city of San Angelo today. And I guess that's just part of getting old. You're not going to find the silent cities of the dead in heaven. But as John writes in Revelations 21 and 4, there shall be no more death. Heaven's not like San Angelo. We're full of cemeteries and we're full of burial spots. Some of them haven't even been discovered or haven't been remembered in decades, maybe hundreds or 150 years. But there's no cemeteries in heaven because there is no death in heaven. We've got a hospital complex right downtown. Some people refer to it as a cartel, Shannon Memorial, and it is a huge complex. We've got many times of the year this hospital beds are full. During flu season and other things, it can be very, very busy. We've got an emergency room, two of them here in town, one on Southwest and one on Harris, and they're always full with people that are sick and people with injuries and people that are in accidents. All sorts of things happen every day that keep these emergency rooms full of people. Doctors and nurses make a good living taking care of the sick in our hospitals in San Angelo. We have some good hospitals in San Angelo. But there are not going to be any hospitals in heaven. Heaven is not like San Angelo because there is no need for hospitals because there's no patients in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. There are no diseases in heaven. There's no injuries. There's no accidents. Doctors and nurses and hospitals are absolutely unnecessary in heaven. And there's not going to be any in heaven. Sickness and death came into the world because of sin. And when we get to heaven, all of these ill effects of sin have been reversed. Because John says in Revelations 21 and 4 that the former things have all passed away. There's not going to be any sin in heaven. And because there's no sin in heaven, there's going to be no accidents. There's going to be no fatalities. And there's going to be absolutely no need at all for a hospital. Our town's got a brand new jail. There's not going to be any jails in heaven. We live in a very wicked society. And every night, all we have to do is turn the television over and get the news of someone that was robbed or raped or beaten or assaulted or exhorted or killed in our city and the cities around us. It's an everyday occurrence. So we rush to lock our windows and we deadbolt our doors and we build fences and we get dogs and we install alarms so that we can secure our property. Tom Green County just opened a new jail out off 67 on the east side of town. I've heard the number of the amount of money that this thing cost. I can't remember how many tens of millions it was, but it was a very large sum because we built a big multi-bed prison out there that was supposed to last us for years that they find out is filling up much, much more quickly than they ever thought that it would. It's filling quick. Because we've got to have prisons in San Angelo to lock up those that are dangerous and those that have committed crime. But there are no prisons in heaven. Because there's going to be no bad news to hear on the television at night. Because there's no crime there. And there's no greed there. And there's no hatred there. And these are the things of sin that forced the society to build these expensive prisons that cost tens of millions of dollars just so that we can house and these prisoners to protect society from their bad deeds. Jesus tells us that he has gone to prepare mansions for us and that he will come back and get us. This is in John 8, I believe it is. And in the mansions that Jesus has gone to prepare, there's no need for the deadbolts on the door and the locks on the windows and the burglar alarms and the fences and the guard dogs. Because the Bible tells us in Revelations 21 and 27 that there shall by no means enter it anything that would defile or cause an abomination or a lie. Only those that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. There's no crime in heaven. There's no hatred in heaven. There will be no greed in heaven. There will be no sin in heaven. So obviously there is no reason to have a jail in heaven. San Angelo needs a jail. Heaven will not. How about nursing homes? A lot of retirees here in San Angelo, a lot of old people, and that's kind of another common denominator of old people. They're finally going to end up in a nursing home. but there's going to be no nursing homes in heaven. Now, we can see the aging process as we look at the people around us, or in some cases, just by looking in the mirror, we can see the aging process, because the skin will wrinkle, the vision will dim, the strength will fail, the hearing will go, and the energy wanes. I remember my granddaddy back in his 90s, he said, "I can't see and I can't hear and I have no depth perception. I'm just glad I can still drive." Ecclesiastes 12, verses 3 through 7 gives a very descriptive passage of Scripture that speaks of the reality of old age. And it's an interesting read, because it really very well describes what it's like to get old. And there's several of us in here that's beginning to understand this on a personal level. Psalms 90 and 10 teaches that the life of a man is 3, 4, and 10 years. That's 70 years. And from personal experience, I can tell you that I did well until I hit 70, but then it becomes a downward spiral, and it is very, very quick. I'll testify that this is a true statement that was made in Psalms 90. But there's no retirement homes or nursing centers or care centers in heaven, because they're unnecessary and they're unneeded. 2 Corinthians 5, 1-6 says that in heaven we will receive a new incorruptible body that will not age, that will not get old, and one that will live forever. So there's no need for a nursing home in heaven. That's a big difference in heaven and in San Angelo, Texas. We have several funeral homes here in San Angelo, but there's no funeral homes in heaven. There's hardly a week goes by that someone that I know, or a friend, or I hear of someone that has relatives that have met a death, whether it be a natural death or whether it be a violent death. It happens every day. And it seems that many times we end up at a funeral home to visit with these people for the very last time, and we go to their funeral out of the cemetery, and we're there to pay respect to them and to pay respect to their family. I think that the modern term that fits this is so that we can have closure. That's what funeral homes are for. Those people die. And people die in San Angelo. And again, as I've said, it's 100%. But the Bible tells us in Revelations 21 and 4 that God will wipe away every tear from their eye. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. And funeral homes will become completely and totally obsolete. We've got drugstores and pharmacies all over San Angelo, but there won't be any pharmacies or drugstores in heaven. But here we deal with a multitude of problems and hurts and pains and headaches and millions of other pains and arthritis. I think every one of us in here that's got any age knows exactly what arthritis is. If it were not for glucosamine that I'm able to take twice a day, I wouldn't even be able to use my shoulder. So I love my drugstore, my natural health store, where I can get glucosamine so that my shoulders continue to work. But John wrote, there shall be no more pain in Revelations 21 and 4, which completely eliminates the need for drugstores in heaven. How about security lights? You know, there's security lights all over San Angelo, but there's no security lights in heaven. Businesses and homeowners each pay a fee each and every month to have the big security lights put up at the corner, to put up on their business. The city buys the street lights that's put up. There's lights all over to add illumination to us, to protect us and to secure us. There's not going to be street lights in heaven, because they'll be totally unnecessary. The Bible tells us in Revelation 21:23 that the glory of God is the illumination in heaven. And Revelations 21 and 25 said there will be no night in heaven. So there will be no need for street lights. There's no need for night lights or for candles or for flashlights. There's no need for any type of artificial illumination, because they will not be needed. We need lights for security in San Angelo, but they're unnecessary in heaven. Our town's got a multitude of bars, saloons, beer joints, whatever you want to call them. We've got adult stores in San Angelo. We've got nightclubs. But you won't find any of these things in heaven. There are innumerable places of temptation that work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in San Angelo, Texas. The reason he is, it's spoken in 1 Peter 5 and 8, is because the devil and his workers have been very, very busy in the world to tempt people, and their influence is seen all around us. That's why Ephesians 6 and 13 talks about the armor that we are to add to our life so that we can protect ourselves from these temptations. There's a story from old San Angelo about a bet that has never been collected. And I found this when I began to do my research. The bet was that when people arrived by town on the train, which is down on Oak Street, and got off the train, if they could walk north down Oaks, turn east on Concho, go to the end of Concho, go across, come back down Concho, back down Oaks, going south, back to the train station. If they could walk from the train station down Oaks, down Concho, and back to the train station, there was a $100 bill. I believe it was $100. I don't remember the exact. There was a $100 bill waiting for them if they could do it. That debt was never collected. Because there was a condition in there. Every place that they walked by, both coming and going, on both sides of the street that sold alcohol, they had to go in that place and drink one drink. The bet was never paid because no one was ever able to do it because there was just one beer joint saloon after the other, all the way down Oaks, all the way down Concho, and all the way back on both sides of the street. I'm going to read you a quote here. When the base was the good thought, Fort Concho was started, I think, in December of 1867 is when the army began to move in here and begin the base. Santa Angela was already here. Bart DeWitt had already bought the property and set off the big wide streets, set up his Concho Street with all of the gambling and everything else that we had down there. But Colonel Ben Grierson was a commander at Fort Concho. This is a quote from 1880. It is a quote by his wife, a woman by the name of Alice Grierson. I want you to listen to what Alice Grierson said about this beautiful city that we live in. She said, "It is a horribly wicked portion of the universe. A collection of hovels, grog shops, gambling dens, bawdy houses that offer neither amenities nor wholesome recreation." She's talking about our San Angelo, Santa Angela. Let me read you a quote from Ben's brother. His name was John. He was also up here doing Fort Concho in the building. He said, "It is the most God-forsaken spot in creation." That's early San Angelo. That's what we were in our creation, where you have the whites and the browns on the north side of the river doing everything they could to take the money away from the blacks on the south side of the river, and everything they could offer them, they would sell them. In Santa Angela, San Angelo, Texas. It was often when I would give these speeches downtown, usually some old blue-haired woman would come up to me after it was over, and she said, "I want you to know I am a descendant of a Navy of San Angelo, Texas." And I'd shake my head, and I'd say, "Do you really want to admit that, ma'am? I mean, if you're going to tell them you're going Navy, tell them you're a native of Benficklin, Texas. That's the little community 3 miles away from San Angelo where the good people lived. The county seat of Tom Green County, a courthouse, had businesses and farms and homes. A nice, nice community of good, honest, God-fearing people. But it was in August, September of 1888 when it began to rain and the community of Benficklin was 100% destroyed. Hundreds of people died. And the ones that were left packed their bags and they moved uphill to San Angelo, Texas. And then the good women and the preachers of Benficklin began to tame down the wicked city of Santa Angela. The Bible tells us that there is a day coming in a land that we have staked out by our religion and our beliefs in God, where the devil will not be present. Revelations 20 and 10 said the devil will be cast into the lake of fire. And it said that his helpers that John personifies as the beast and the false prophet, they also with the devil, their man, their leader, they will be cast into the fire as well. People, there are no sinful establishments in Texas, in heaven, that would cause one to be tempted to sin. There's going to be no sin in heaven. There's going to be no temptation in heaven. There will be no need for the joints in heaven that we have here. Santa Angela, early Saint Angela, was 100% immoral on all sides. But we have grown from that. And we have evolved from that. And we have tamed our city to become, I think, one of the greatest places in the entire world. And I know that I will never leave intentionally. I'll be carried out of my city. But I think it's a wonderful spot. But the mortality rate in Saint Angela is still 100%. We strive to enter this place that we think of as heaven. Heaven is not like Saint Angelo. We know that we've got to believe upon Jesus and repent and confess and be baptized and then live a life according to His teachings and His commandments. And then one day the Bible tells us that we will have the opportunity to be ushered into a place that's absolutely nothing like what we know in Saint Angelo, Texas.